tender, tender Ray beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Remember that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and for this reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And listen, you get the top U.S. government grades of beef. Yes, it's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you get better value in top-grade beef. Let's take a Kroger cut chuck roast as an example. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. You're bound to get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. No matter which you prefer, steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. But make this discovery for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When Dr. Wesley Judson, young new minister in Rossville, came to see Penny Gibbs yesterday, there seemed hope that Penny would soon recover from the nervous collapse she suffered as a result of her tragically broken romance with Barry Carlton. This morning, she's a little more cheerful, and as Freddie Lang joins his recent bride, Nora, at the breakfast table, Nora says,
"Oh, crickets, Freddie, Miss Gibbs seems just worlds better this morning. She even laughed about something."
"Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It must have been some joke, Nora. I haven't even seen a smile on her face for almost 2 weeks now."
"I haven't. I think she's going to be all right."
"Me too. You know, gals like Gibbsy don't stay down for so long."
"Mm-mm."
"But this was a tough break. A real kick in the teeth if ever there was one. She may not come around as quickly as we think."
"Oh, crickets, no, it won't happen just like that. But gradually she'll be the way she used to be."
"I sure hope so. It's tough seeing her this way. Just sitting up there in her room, sort of staring into space. Just looking and seeing nothing."
"I know. It makes me feel sad just to look at her."
"Mm. Sure does."
"More coffee, Freddie?"
Yeah.
"Well, hand me a cup, will you?"
"Here you go."
"Thank you."
"Say, you're looking kind of cute this morning, Nora."
"Oh, you're prejudiced, I hope."
"I sure am."
"Here you are, Freddie."
"Thanks. Aren't you going to have some more?"
"No, not right now, Freddie. I'll have some more later when the others are up."
"Oh, okay."
"Was there enough sugar in the bowl?"
"Mm-hmm. Not for me. You know, you don't have to get up and feed me before I go out to the farm, crickets. I can get my own breakfast in the mornings."
"Oh, I like getting it for you, though."
"Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Want to know something?"
"What?"
"I like to have you do it."
"Hmm."
"It's just as if, well, as if this was our own place and we were, well, you know what I mean."
"Mm-hmm. Freddie."
"Hmm?"
"We haven't much money, have we, darling?"
"No, crickets, we don't. I guess I went a little overboard on the honeymoon, but I'm not sorry about that. Are you?"
"Oh, you know I'm not. But you promise you won't buy me anything for a long while, hmm?"
"Well, I won't waste what little dough we have got, I'll promise you that."
"Please don't spend anything on me until we have a lot of money in the bank."
"Well, that won't be so far off. After the harvest in the fall, your dad says maybe we'll all be rich. Well, a whole lot richer than we are now, anyway."
"It wouldn't take much to do that."
"You're a good sport, Nora. If you really want to know the awful truth, we've got exactly $15.60 in the bank."
"Oh, crickets."
"Yeah, but those crickets of yours will be chirping come harvest time. You know, crickets, your dad says that if the market's right, I'll have a couple of $1,000 in cold storage."
"Oh, that'll be just super fresh."
"Oh, it's going to be great. If the market's right."
"Well, I guess I don't understand about those things."
"Just as well. Enough to drive a guy crazy. You know, a tough break with the market, and your dad and I might just as well plow under everything we don't want to put away for the winter to keep us from starving to death."
"Oh, golly."
"Yeah. Ah, but there's nothing to worry about. Look, at worst, I don't think it could be that bad. Not only that, but I got a hunch that maybe the market's going to be okay. And so will we."
"Oh, I hope you're right." "Freddie."
"Hey, you know, this is good coffee." "Yeah?"
"Freddie, you don't want to move out to the farm right now, do you?"
"Well, we can't. We don't have that house of ours yet."
"But But there's Daddy's house. There's room for us there.
You want to stay here, don't you?
Well, with the way things worked out for Miss Gibbs, I think we should.
So do I.
I think it's better for everyone if we do, Freddie. We can save money here and help Miss Gibbs and the others at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And we gotta save money.
But that's not the important reason.
I know. It's Gibbsy. Mm-hmm. I guess she can use the dough I pay her for my board and room here. And the help that you give her with the family and the kids.
Then you really don't mind?
Oh, no, I'm all for it. And that's because I'm all for Gibbsy. Anything else we can do to help her. I know you are, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, we'll stay on here, Crickets. Stay on just as long as we're needed. Longer than that, too, if we're any help.
Maybe next year we'll have a house.
Sure, we'll...
Oh, Crickets, it's...
Want me to get it?
No, I'll get it.
Okay. I think I'm going to have some more of this coffee if you're not going to have any more.
No, I'll wait until later, Freddie.
Okay.
Hello? Oh, yes, Mrs. Ross. Well, she's a little better today. Mm-hmm. Oh, serious? No. The doctor said she'd be perfectly super again in just a few days. I certainly will tell her, Mrs. Ross, and thanks for calling. All right, bye.
Who was that, Nora? Someone looking for trouble or trying to get out of it?
It was someone doing neither. It was Mrs. Ross calling about Miss Gibbs.
Oh. Say, how many of those calls have we been getting a day now?
Oh, Crickets, I've lost count. The phone rings all day long.
I tell you, Gibbsy's got more friends than a cabbage patch has cabbages.
Well, what are you laughing at?
I thought you were going to say than a dog has fleas.
Oh, great. Well, I guess I better go out and get... Yeah?
Freddie... You haven't mentioned it, maybe for the same reason I haven't, but I think... Well, it's about the house.
Oh?
Well, Miss Gibbs and Mr. Carlton gave us one as a wedding present, I know, but... Well, I certainly know we're not going to get it now.
Well, I wouldn't think so. Would you?
Well, it's just not right to expect it. I'm disappointed, of course, but... Well, here's what I want to ask you.
What's that?
Please, let's not build our house this year, or even next year if we can't afford it. I don't want you to go into debt just because you know I want that house so much.
I won't, Nora. I won't have to.
But if we have the house this year, you will. And I don't want you to spend the money, Freddie. We can stay here as long as we're needed, and, well, there's plenty of room for us at Daddy's.
Crickets, listen.
What?
I got a letter this morning. It was special delivery. I guess you didn't hear the doorbell ring, or maybe you'd have asked me about it.
What kind of a letter?
Well, no. Look, it's nothing to look worried about, honey. It's just that... Well, I was going to leave it around somewhere and let you find it as sort of a surprise, but... Well, now that you've asked about the house, I... Well, here. Hey, let me read you something, will you?
Well, what is it, Freddie? What is
now,
it?
Now, you just listen. It's from a guy by the name of Bell in New York. An attorney, it says here. Here's what the letter says. Dear Mr. Lang, did you get that? I'm Mr. Lang now.
Oh, Freddie, stop teasing and read the letter.
Okay, here we go. It says, Dear Mr. Lang, mm-hmm. This is to advise you that there has been placed in the Rossville Bank in your name the amount of $10,000 to provide funds for the building of your home, a wedding gift to you and Mrs. Lang from my client, Mr. Barry Carlton.
Crickets.
I wish I'd bet the whole 10 grand that you'd say that.
Freddie, we can't let Mr. Carlton do that.
Well, I think we're going to have to, Nora. Here, listen to the rest of the letter.
There's more?
Yeah, sure. More money if we need it, too. And not a... Well, here, let me read you what it says.
All right.
It says, let's see. Oh, here. If you find that the $10,000 is not enough to construct the home as Mr. Carlton planned it for you, I have been instructed to advise you to contact me and more funds will be provided.
Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, Freddie, we must...
Here, wait a minute. Let me finish this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Here, the last part of the letter says...
Yeah.
You doubtless have reservations as to the acceptance of this gift from Mr. Carlton. But you may rest assured that it is his earnest wish that you and Mrs. Lang have the home he promised you, and it is my sincere desire and his that you willingly accept this gift. Yours truly, Martin Bell. Well, Crickets, do we turn it down or don't we?
Golly, I don't know what to say.
Well, I think we ought to take it, Nora. It's what he wants us to do, and he didn't have to do this, you know.
No.
He did it because, well, I guess he's the kind of a guy who makes a promise and then he keeps it.
Freddie, we'll have to tell Miss Gibbs about this, won't we?
Yeah, I think we should. But I don't know how she's going to take it, Nora. Now, look, don't say anything to her right now. We'll tell her later on today. Or maybe this evening when I get home from work, huh?
I'll get it, Nora.
Okay.
Holy mackerel, Crickets. I forgot my key once again, and I thought...
Hello.
Well, Gibbsy, hiya. What you doing downstairs?
I thought I'd moped in my room long enough, Freddie.
Hello, Freddie. Surprised to see Miss Gibbs downstairs.
Yeah, I'll say I am, Nora. Hey, you look a whole lot better, Gibbsy.
Well, I feel a whole lot better. Didn't think it showed, though.
Well, let me show you something then, huh?
All right,
Freddie.
What?
Hmm?
Freddie, maybe you better not.
Well, I think you're too late now, Nora.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Well, I got something here that I want to read to you, Gibbsy. It's a letter I got from a lawyer in New York this morning.
Oh? Miss Gibbs, maybe you'd rather wait until later.
No, Freddie isn't in trouble, is he?
Oh,
no,
Crickets,
no.
Here, wait till I read this to you, Gibbsy. I think maybe you're going to like what it says.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. The letter says, Dear Mr. Lang, this is to advise you that there has been placed in the Rossville Bank in your name the amount of $10,000 to provide funds for the building of your home. A wedding gift to you and Mrs. Lang from my client, Mr. Barry Carlton.
Oh, Freddie. Oh, Nora.
Oh, Miss Gibbs, maybe you better sit down.
Hey, Gibbsy. No, look, don't let it hit you like this. If I'd have thought that...
I'm all right, Freddie.
Oh, I think I shouldn't have done this, Gibbsy. I'm awful sorry. I thought that maybe...
Oh, Penny. Penny.
Oh, gosh, Gibbsy, it's times like this that I wonder how I ever lived this long without any brains.
You don't have to hold me anymore, Nora. Freddie, you didn't do anything wrong. I'm glad you told me.
Crickets, Miss Gibbs, we didn't mean any harm. We were just so excited.
I'm not surprised, darling. It's just like him to do a thing like this. And it's no wonder I loved him so.
Will the happiness of others forever haunt Penny's heart with memories of the happiness she lost? Have Nora and Freddie Lang innocently put another scar on Penny's heart? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Right. Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone, and you get top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger store and see for yourself. And remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger Cut Beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious and juicy steak or roast. And remember, in Kroger Cut Beef, you get more meat for your money, because the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. Make it a rule to get Kroger Cut Beef at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.